The Spotlight. It's a radio show where volunteers share stories of inspiration, share their journey, express their feelings, and tell us all about those who have touched their lives. And we play their favorite music. It is The Spotlight, Fridays 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Morat.
Welcome to The Spotlight. The Spotlight is a program that brings you the voices of UN volunteers in South Sudan, speaking about their work and what makes volunteering such a noble cause for humanity. My name is Regina Gorlet, and for this week, our spotlight appearance is Elizabeth Balimunsi.
My name is Elizabeth Balimunsi. I am a video conference technician working with ANMIS in the IT department known as GITTS. And I am proudly Ugandan, proudly African, and proudly Christian.
Elizabeth, you are very most welcome. Yeah, what do you do when you talk about your work as a teleconference technician?
What we do mainly is to support conferences via video with participants, mainly with the UN and less often with non-UN, but from all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Connecting with them all over the world.
Exactly.
So tell us a bit of what had you always believed in volunteering?
What I'd always believed as a child, as a young growing up adult, is that in volunteering, first of all, it's about free will, but above all, it's a call. I believe that no one is in a position that is better than another for no reason. It's always to make a difference, and that whatever good thing you do will always come back to you.
Oh, that's great. And what is it that attracted you to become a UNV?
Actually, before I did not know as much, but in the year 2013, I met a gentleman known as Miguel, a Spanish gentleman. I don't know where he is right now. I think he left. I met him in Uganda. Okay. In Entebbe, and he told me, oh, with this history you've got with engineering, I think you can get some work with UNV. I told him, tell me some more. So he helped me. That time I was working with RSCE, but I knew nothing about the UNV. So this is how I got to know about it.
He explained to you more about it, and you got to know how you applied.
Exactly,
how you get through
exactly.
To it.
He showed me the website. He gave me some guidance on what to do. He was working with the UNV office, and we met through a friend, but it was not for the purpose of UNV. But he told me, oh, with this history, you should be able to apply. And I went ahead to do so.
And when you applied, how long did it take you to maybe be called, or did you have forgotten that what you applied, even nobody think to call you for the work?
Okay, I remember, this is 2013, I updated my profile completely. I got a roster number for it, but I did not get any invitation or proposals until 2017. Yeah, which is about 4 years later.
Okay, and that's after 4 years, that's when you've been called. And
exactly, I got a proposal from Juba. My first proposal was here. And then on the next proposal is how I got here.
Okay.
Yeah, which started me to work here 2018 at the start of the year, but I was called in 2017.
Yeah, thanks for explaining that. And if you may also tell us more, you earlier told us, yes, you are working, connecting people for conferences, but what does your work as a UN volunteer involves? Apart from connecting, I know how you plan your morning for the work.
For the work,
yes.
Day-to-day activity.
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually, I have a schedule that shows me who I will be supporting, which office I'll be supporting, what do they need. Sometimes it will not be via video. Sometimes it will be via audio. Sometimes the work we do is just sound support. We're technical support for people who are... We've worked with your office sometimes. Many times, actually.
When we have conferences.
Exactly, conferences, public address.
Yeah.
Yes, so there's an application I work with that will show me who I'm in touch with. Some people will reach us via email, some people will reach us via phone call, but mostly here in Tomping.
Okay, thanks for that explanation. You explain about your work, how it involves, and what are the things that you feel profoundly touched by as a volunteer?
Two main things. As a volunteer currently working in Juba, two main things. The first one, is about war and the effect that war has got on us and how fight goes even after a war, what will remain after a war is done. The second thing that I feel profoundly about is the injustice, especially to females and children. As a volunteer, I'm profoundly touched as a volunteer working away from home by the effects that remain after a war has happened with the people and in the minds of the people.
Tell us your first track.
My first track is called Beauty for Ashes, Crystal Lewis. It's a Christian worship song, and it's about how God can give you beauty for your ashes, something good in place of a bad thing.
So that's why you feel you love that music.
I like this particular song because it speaks to me in whatever situation, especially anything that is not right in any way. God can still turn it to give you beauty out of it.
He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. When sorrow seems to surround you, when suffering hangs heavy on your head, know that tomorrow God knows your name. Just believe what He said. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, peace for despair. He gives beauty for ashes, strength for fear, gladness for mourning, for despair. When what you've done keeps you from moving, when fear wants to make itself at home in your heart, know that forgiveness brings wholeness and healing. God knows your name, just believe what is there. He gives beauty for been made righteous in His sight. A display of His splendor all can see. I once was lost, but God has found me. Though I was bound, I've been set free. I've been made righteous in His sight. A display of His splendor all can see.
Spotlight is a program that brings you the voices of UN volunteers in South Sudan, speaking about their work and what makes volunteering such a noble cause for humanity. And in the studio, I have Elizabeth, who is taking us through her journey of volunteerism. So what was your first moment of serving in UNMISS?
It was a warm welcome by a gentleman known as Carlito. at the Juba Airport, which caught me by surprise. I was only a tent.
And you are also your first time getting
exactly.
here.
But on arrival, I was welcomed by the UNV team, which gave me a very warm welcome and a very nice welcome kit. Then I met my team, GITTS team, my chief and my supervisor, and the VC team, who were all very welcoming, very supportive.
And how did that happen when you started settling and you start your work in the morning?
How I settled in, I was given a transit place before I could get a permanent accommodation in the camp. And it was very warm. There was a very kind lady that would clean up for me and assist me with small things. It was very nice because I did not have moments of being lost. Whenever I needed something, I knew who to ask. Exactly.
Okay. So if you could also tell us about your most memorable moments as a UN volunteer since you started up to now. I think there's something that you can tell us as a memory.
As a memory?
Yes.
Okay, there are two. One I already mentioned was at the airport because of that. It was
arriving to
an
airport. Place you have never been before.
I've never been before, but also an airport that does not have any structure. There was only a tent.
Yes,
okay. Now it has changed, but before. Then secondly, I've had the chance to visit the maternity ward at Juba Hospital with a church that is here at the camp. That was memorable for me.
You remember that church?
Yes.
There was a time we visited an orphanage together also.
Yes.
Yeah,
yeah, so that was memorable for me. I think it was around March, April this year. It was memorable for me because it was totally different, and also it showed me a lot more need there is, and so many things that we don't have to take for granted. Also, I saw there's so much more we can do to make the lives of people here better.
Better, sure. And with all that you have mentioned, what did you like about it when you arrived here? Did you like, okay, I mean, the people you met, are they very friendly? Are they very helpful?
What I like the most about this place is that it's not too far from home.
You can always get home and visit.
Yes, and I like the fact that home was not too far, especially with the people of South Sudan. They, most of them, because unfortunately it's for a bad reason, because of the war, most of them can relate with my home country. Also, I am happy that the food is not too different from the food at home. So, oh, it was good. It wasn't too bad. It was very good.
So you adjusted easily?
I adjusted much easier.
Okay. Was there anybody in your face who would have ever done anything like that, the work you have been doing?
For sure, because I was working before in Central African Republic. So I'd done this kind of work before. I'd worked in a place that had suffered conflict before. So, yes, I was working around people that I was used to the environment, a UN setup. Only that this was a new country.
And working away from home has been at least not new for you, maybe too much that. Like missing a home.
That
for the
is
first
always
time.
A constant. It's always, it's a loneliness that comes with being away from home.
And yes, and that takes me to this question, separateness and this thing that you feel when you leave your country and family. Has the absence of your family affected you?
It has affected me in a good and a bad way. I will start with a bad one. It's these are, like I mentioned earlier, there's a loneliness that comes with being away from home because you miss some special events at home. Sometimes you won't be there. And yet every day is special with your family. Yeah, that is on the bad side because relationship is important. It's not easy to have a new mom. You're not it's even going true. To get a new mom.
And it's not enough talking on phone.
Exactly. But that's on the minus. But on the plus, because of that, I have adjusted and I've learned to embrace new cultures, to embrace new people, also to get new friends. And also it's a good thing because there's more. Everybody is unique, everybody's different, they have more, and the more you get to meet people, the more you love it. So it's not
and,
all bad.
And as I speak to you at your age, we can say we are still in the youth age, and it makes you independent yourself.
I've had to learn some good lessons. Some I learned the hard way. Yeah. Some I learned the easy way. But it makes me a better person to go.
Sure. Mm. Wow, that's great. And tell us your second track.
My second track is called This Kind of Love, Pato Ranking. And it's about domestic violence, surprisingly. I didn't know. When you hear the song, that you will not think it is, but until I watched the music video, the artist is advising that you should say no to this kind of love. Oh. To, I think it's his sister or something like that. That a kind of love where you're being beaten, that is not a good kind of love to accept.
How can you even ingest in such a situation?
Mm-hmm. So I like it.
Okay.
It's a very nice
song. It's a nice one. I think I also want to listen to it.
Okay.
Thanks a lot. And listen, I enjoy the song. Baby, get money. Volunteerism. So what best three things have you done as a volunteer?
Because of this chance to work as a volunteer, I have managed to, like I mentioned before, to make a difference in some people's lives with these visits we do at the hospital, but that's with the church. But also another special thing for me is I've had a chance to interact with and also to serve people that are in that I would not have met had I not had this chance as a volunteer.
You put yourself in the forefront and help them. Okay. Has it been easy or difficult being in such a situation or helping people in the communities or within the UN as you work with the people connecting them? How is it or how difficult?
I will say easy because of the means. There are a few difficulties which I will mention afterwards, but is it because of the means and the people? I'm surrounded by positive people and a team, and also the UN system has put some trainings in place to equip us with skills that can enable us to do what we're supposed to do easily. The few difficulties sometimes are just different cultures. Always you get a clash here and there because of perceptions. Some people will take some things the wrong way. But it's easy to cut through because after some time, it's embraced.
If I may also ask, the teleconference, is it affected by network or it doesn't?
By network?
Yeah. Okay. Or nothing interrupts it?
Because of the nature of video conferencing, we are given priority on the network. So you will find that when a video conference is going on, we are given priority. The issues you'll be having in the office, these people will not experience. If anything happens, everyone else can go off, but not us.
No,
yeah, there's a way it's set up in networks.
You can't go off. Hey, that's great, because they know you need to respond quickly to a need or something.
Exactly. We are in the networks, maybe because it's not your field so much, but there's a way it is categorized. Some things are given priority over others.
Yeah. And I think we are one. The radio also, sometimes it's very quick if the network goes over, anything interrupts the system.
Is it?
Because of radio, yeah.
Okay.
We need to be connected throughout. And thanks for that great work.
Okay.
I think it's within your office that also we are always served very quickly and the CITS. So thank you. And what survival skills have you acquired that you think could be valuable to anyone aspiring to become a volunteer?
Survival skills, I have to give credit to the IMTC team here, training team, that has taught me more about survival in areas of conflict and things to take note of. For example, in terms of there's a training we undergo, it's called safe training.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that was very helpful for me. Some things I knew, I had no idea about. For example, in a situation of a kidnap, some of these things I did not know.
And
yes, and how to handle.
Surrender, how do you handle?
Yeah. Exactly, the attitude to have as a female.
Yeah,
some
yeah.
of these things I didn't know, maybe I took them lightly. So this, working here as a volunteer has given me some of these skills.
And if you could add to the person who would want to become a UN volunteer, do you have any advice to such a person?
Yes, you should go right ahead. Jump at it when you have the chance. Do it. Because there's a lesson in a new place. There's a lesson in a place you've never been. There's always something good and new to learn. So I'd say jump for it. It's once in a lifetime kind of opportunity.
Yeah, but apart from jumping to it, do it. What exactly should someone do the way you did it? Do you have to be patient when you're waiting for something, maybe you applied? Or what should someone give up?
Okay,
yeah.
You say the process now.
One,
stay vigilant. Stay vigilant. Just because you have put in an application in January does not mean you should sit at home and then you keep clicking on your computer waiting. No. Oh, that's clicking on your computer to wait to get that. No, what you should do is you work with what you have already. If you have hands, then use the most out of it. If you've got a skill, if you can play an instrument, if you're good, keep doing something as you wait and you keep a positive attitude, because life has to go on until it comes.
Okay, good advice there for those who want to aspire also to become a UNV, or you want to work somewhere else in another country. Third, you have to be patient. Apply and wait, and whatever you are doing, if you have another job you are doing, just continue doing the job. So, how has your life changed by serving as a UNV?
My life has changed in a way that I have learned to appreciate more. I appreciate everything, the small things, the big things. I've also come to appreciate people and to embrace more people. Like, I have come to learn that the world is so big, we have so much space to embrace all kinds of people. So I have learned that. I have also learned some new languages.
I know.
Because of working away from home. But mostly that has been it. And also the ability to change the lives of others positively because of what you learn here, what you learn there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have explained and you can give us your next track.
This song is called Bibanke and it's from Nigeria by a Nigerian lady. It's a bit of a sad one, this one, from a Nigerian artist known as Asha.
Okay, so is it singing in English?
No. She's singing in, it's a mixture of English and her local language.
So what do you love in it? Is it the beats of the music or what do you love in that song?
This song is a sad one. Actually, this lady is trying to detach herself from a bad situation. Leave me alone.
When we kiss, I want deep, but you're far away. Be back here. Everything treated me like I was a queen. What spell did they cast on me? Or was it a make-believe? You say, girl, never be afraid of ever, ever loving me. Those words I hung onto. Oh God, I was a fool. You became my bad habit, keeping up appearances so you could notice. The things that left the keys, that's crazy. Be back here, be my shop, be me silly. Spotlight, a program that brings you the voices of UN volunteers in South Sudan. I still have Elizabeth here, who is taking us through her journey of volunteerism. So, I may ask you, your life then is a sort of obsessive drive against normality, as you yourself have characterized it. Does that mean that sometimes you are attracted to some things that are rather conventional?
So, yes, the answer is yes to some of the things. I am attracted to doing some things that are rather conventional because, I mean, naturally we are drawn to our comfort zones, but I also have some moments where I don't do what everyone would normally do. And I believe there's a strength in sometimes taking a journey that is not often taken.
And you have to risk it then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, are you never naturally attracted to the conventions of life?
That question is a bit broad. To say never, never is a strong word. I have moments where I do not have to. We have moments where we do not have to conform to what everyone calls normal. Sometimes there's a breakthrough in trying to see the other side of things. It's how we come up with new creations,
adventures.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes even major changes
In life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
positive changes.
we don't want to look for negative, actually. Though sometimes negative come, but we can fight it to be for the positive part of it. So how does the prospects of being a volunteer in often hard conditions suits you? You already mentioned sometimes you work in places where there are conflicts. Now, how does it suit you?
It suits me because I like new things, new challenges, new people, new cultures, and also I grow more in new environment.
You feel that most of the time that you are in a new environment is more than the time you are growing up as a child.
As a child, you can still have new experiences in a new environment, but change enables you to grow and to see the other side of things. Mm-hmm. Particularly.
Okay, so if you are stranded on a desert island, what luxury would you take?
A cell phone. Uh-huh. A cell phone with a charger.
Take
a cell phone, although... A desert island, a challenge could be, would there be a signal or network?
Exactly. Would I be able to talk to my family?
Assuming so, yes. The first thing in
I
my
know you might find a network. I'm very sure.
I could find.
And next?
And some soap. But a desert would have no... an island. It's an island.
So you wonder whether there is water.
Then I need to go with some water, I think. But you said luxury, so in that case, water becomes a luxury, yes.
Yeah. Okay, actually, what is your next song?
My next song is by Andra Day. It's called I Rise Up. We're going to walk it out and move mountains. And I'll rise like the day, I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,000 times again, and I'll rise up, I like the waves, I'll rise up, in spite of the ache, I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,000 The silence is quiet, and it feels like it's getting hard to breathe. And I know you feel like dying, but I promise we'll take the world to its feet. Move mountains, bring it to its feet. Move mountains. And I'll rise up, I'll rise like the day, I'll rise up, I'll rise unafraid, I'll rise up, and I'll do it 1,000 times again. For that we have each other. I will rise 1,000 times again.
Welcome to the spotlight. Elizabeth is here taking us through her life of volunteerism. Who are the people that have been most influential in your life?
The people that have been most influential?
Yes.
I would say my mom, because she has taught me to keep moving, to not to give up, to stay strong, keep moving, work hard at what you have to work hard at. Strive for excellence. I would say my mom and some special friends that I've met along the way. They've taught me to stay strong. They've taught me to appreciate life.
Okay. We are looking at back to your UN volunteer experience. How have you been able to interact with the people, the diverse community?
I have been able to interact by first of all understanding the other side of the community. Where are they coming from? What are they thinking? What have they suffered? That helps a lot. The moment I put myself in someone else's shoes, then I know where to begin from. That has helped me to try to understand, which is information. Then also to have a humble attitude towards whatever I do, to calm myself down and then see how I can serve. It has really helped me to go far, because you don't miss anything along the way when you have that kind of approach.
Okay. And what is it about you that makes you stand out, actually?
Well, what makes me stand out?
Yes.
I know that I'm friendly and I love people. That makes me stand out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Give us your next track.
My next track is a Ugandan song called Nera. It's a love song that says there's never too much love to give. Love has never been too heavy to make anyone's back broken. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Nera,
makona tuchikole numenero mukwano tegumenya mugongo etikuni gati migata kwata ko tuli barongo ulivo kwata kone kukwata ko muno bulamu kwe butambulira jagala kurepitinga kasine makona.
Welcome back and attuned to Spotlight. Elizabeth is here taking us through this life of volunteerism. So what book has made the most impact on your life?
I would say the Bible has taught me much, has given me skills to maneuver, still learning from it every day. But yes, I would say the Bible.
Okay. Mm. And what two tips would you give someone who wants to serve as a UN volunteer?
First of all, it's a good thing. Once in a lifetime opportunity, like I said before. But I would advise them to be positive and to take on the opportunity and to be responsible, do the best that you can do with your ability, because it's what will help you to go to the next level. First of all, I would advise them to take it on with enthusiasm, to take it positively and to do what you have to do with the best of your ability, and to enjoy the different cultures, enjoy what you have to learn, because we only have one life.
Okay. Mm. What important lessons have you learned during your serving as a UNV?
Important lessons I have learned is that we all have got a unique ability to bring about change in one way or another. With a little skill you have, you may think it's small, but it's so big. You can make such
impact.
A big difference. So I've learned not to minimize anything and to see the most in myself, to see the most in the people that are around me. I have also learned to appreciate life where I'm from, for example, because of exposure to places of conflict, to appreciate the fact that we are alive, we have people, we have family, because some people don't. I have also learned to that there is more in giving and making a difference in other people's lives. Yeah.
Thank you. And if you have some memories from your UN experience or the UNV experience that you will carry with you, what would you carry with you?
Yeah, memories. Most of them are filled with the world being like a global village, because they've got so many people that are speaking so many languages. But a particular one was while I was in Central African Republic. In conclusion, I am thankful for this chance that I got to work with UNV. I'm thankful to the UNMISS UNV team that gave me a great welcome, to all the trainings, the chance to interact, to work, to grow in South Sudan.
Thank you for sharing with us your work and experience, Elizabeth.
You're welcome. The pleasure is mine. I enjoyed every bit of it.
And Elizabeth is a video teleconference technician expert. She's currently UNV at UNMISS in South Sudan.
Did you know that there are thousands of volunteers across the world serving to create lasting impact on our communities? That is just one of the many facts about volunteerism that you will hear on The Spotlight every Friday, 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Miraya, the Voice of Peace.